my name.
All right. If you could state your name and where you grew, where and when you grew up.
Jordan Harper. I was born in 1993. I grew up in Carencro, moved to Church Point, moved back to Carencro, graduated high school in Carencro, and I've lived in Baton Rouge and New Orleans.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. And then that starts it. So describe what it was like growing up LGBTQ plus in America. I mean, in America. In Louisiana.
In Louisiana? Difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So we're obviously a very Republican state, and you're always concerned about making people uncomfortable. So just having to like hide part of yourself is never fun.
Mm, absolutely. I agree. Absolutely. What would you say was like the best part of growing up LGBTQ here? What made you, like, what inspired you? What kept you going?
I would say, to put a positive spin on growing up down here, it definitely encouraged me to like think inward and be more open-minded. Because if I wouldn't have put in situations where I felt uncomfortable, I wouldn't have had to look inside and figure out why I felt uncomfortable.
Right. Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. That growth is important. What does pride mean to you, and why is it important in a place like Louisiana?
Pride to me is just general open-mindedness and loving everybody. It's not a LGBTQ event. It is just pride in who you are. You're a human, regardless of whatever. You have the right to be whoever you want to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's what you're saying. Let's see. Do you see a difference in the way LGBTQ individuals in Louisiana live now versus whenever you came out or like in the past in general?
Yes. Actually, Louisiana did something bold with the trans. There's a trans bill that was going through, and they actually supported it in the rights of like the health for the trans kids.
Right, right.
So I don't know the full premises of it. I didn't look a lot into it, but
there's a lot of legislation.
A lot of places that went against it and supported like whatever negative cause it was. It was something to do with trans and medical.
Mm-hmm.
And Louisiana did the opposite, and that threw me for.
Yeah, a loop.
Yeah, I was like, wait, Louisiana being ahead of the game to
swim.
Right,
absolutely. And speaking of those things too, like the legislation and stuff like that, how do you feel about recent political actions taken against LGBTQ youth, such as book bans, sports bans, different legislation?
I don't think that's the place for the law. I think that's the place for our parents to make that decision for their kid.
Absolutely. Okay.
You have the right to expose them to what you want to expose them to, and
right.
The right to your own protection. That,
right.
I don't think that should be a law.
Right, I'm absolutely hearing that too, and like those things going into law is just like an extreme way of like keeping those people like away from being seen and like that visibility down.
It's overstepping, you know.
Right, it's absolutely overstepping because these are just people, like you said. What can you share about your experience of queer spaces in Lafayette?
They're gross.
Okay.
There's not enough productive environments.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the gay bar down the street. But outside of that and like public knowledge, I can't tell you of many
queer spaces.
Right.
Right, absolutely.
Like
absolutely.
Educational and like healthy environments, there's not many.
Absolutely.
So it'd be nice if like, and not even queer spaces, just inclusive spaces.
Right, safe spaces,
right.
If you will, yeah. And that's what a lot of people are talking about. It's like, it's not like we want like 30 gay bars. It's like we want
it's somewhere to go and feel safe.
Safe space. Have people that, you know.
I like that.
Yeah, having an idea of support. Let's see. In your experience, what support have you seen from schools or other educational institutions? Like, where do you see support for LGBTQ people?
I've seen the most support at work.
Okay.
I work for Etsy.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
We had drag queen bingo.
Yeah.
During my work hours, it was an hour while I was working that I was allowed to like go into this virtual call where it was bingo and a drag queen was hosting it.
Yeah.
And this whole month they have like virtual events going on. They have in-person events going on. So I would say work. I wouldn't say in school at all.
Yeah.
I went to community college in New Orleans and I can't recall of any events that came to mind.
Yeah.
And high school, absolutely not.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
Public school.
Definitely. Yeah, public school is
public and private.
They're queer youth
all
down
of
here.
Them.
Yeah.
They're very protective about the school and the education. It's a very touchy subject.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And with all of that, our last question, what is your hope for the future of LGBTQ community in Lafayette?
My hope for the future is just for people to love and accept each other.
Yeah.
It's not for a particular community, it's for everyone.
Absolutely.
Because there's obviously a race issue too when it comes to rights of just being a human, and we're all human, and you have the right to be whoever you want to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I have the right to agree, you have the right to disagree.
Right.
And I just respecting someone's right to decide who they want to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And just being okay with it. Like, there doesn't have to be argument, it doesn't have to be a law, it doesn't have to be legislation.
All right, just acceptance.
Human. Just be a human.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well said. Well, that is everything. Thank you so much.
That was
and
fun.
This concludes the interview.